Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I'm Joe at RTE.ie. Christine, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
How are you? It's a very unusual and distressing
Very much so. Like, it's going on a long time now. But to be left in the situation I'm in this year is just very stressful.
And what's happened?
Well, basically, my daughter and myself suffer from alopecia and we need hair pieces.
Okay.
So we have been sponsored the past few years and that's been really fantastic. But that's all dried up now. So this year, I'm trying to, you know, save up the funds to actually pay for the hairpiece myself, which is very expensive. And there's two of us in the one family.
And tell us about the organisation you're talking about is Rapunzel.
Yeah, they've been fantastic support to us now for 7 years at least. And they have sponsored us and helped us to pay for the hair pieces.
And don't they also, aren't they based in New Roth? Don't they actually, don't they collect hair as well?
They do, and that's very, very important as well. You know, there's a lot of people that I know have donated their hair. Even my own eldest daughter donated her hair. Because it takes 25 people's hair to actually make one of these hair pieces. So that's extremely important to keep that going.
It's based in South Street in New Roth. It's Rapunzel.ie. But you're saying they've run out of money?
Yeah, it's just drying up, like most things, I suppose, this year. You know, we've all come in hard times. And
is there any government help, given that it is a medical condition? Is there any government help?
Joe, there's a grant that people are given that need hair pieces. Now, our grant is €700 per person per year.
Okay.
But the hair pieces are €3,700.
Wow.
So it doesn't even come close to...
Yeah. And Christine, can you tell us how both yourself and your daughter have alopecia and lost your hair?
Yeah.
Did this come out of the blue?
No, it wasn't out of the blue. And I don't want to scare people because it's not going to happen to anybody else.
Okay.
It was maliciously done to us.
No.
10 years ago.
What?
We were on holidays and it was a family friend of my ex partner.
Okay.
And they maliciously poisoned us.
No.
Yeah.
Just explain. Go on, keep talking. Just
yeah, it's a hard one to explain because we ate a meal in their house in November, and the condition didn't show itself till May of the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no way of proving it, you know, or getting blood tests or whatever.
And
my baby was only 2.5 at the time.
And you were back in Ireland, obviously.
Yeah, we came back to Ireland and then this condition showed itself in May. We both got the condition the same month, the same year, which is impossible.
Wow.
And it was much stronger in her system because obviously she was a baby. So she lost her hair within 6 months and I lost mine over 2.5 years.
But what was the motive of this poisoning meal?
Just they had a vendetta against my ex-partner's family, long-term.
Okay.
And I had no idea about it.
And you remember what, have you any idea what the meal was that they laced
with?
Oh
yeah, I know exactly. Sure, it was like as if it was yesterday. And it was like a chicken stew. But they must have put something in it. And then they took my baby's bottle to heat it up. So they obviously put something in that then at that stage.
And have you any idea what was the substance, the poison?
I have no idea whether it was a herb or something to just trigger this condition. But definitely it's started in the gut area and developed into alopecia.
And have the medics here said we've no other explanation?
They just really, even the dermatologists all put it down to just, oh, it's one of those things, it's alopecia, and just,
Your daughter getting it, and not at the same age as you get it, but at the same time.
The same time, the same month, the same year, it's impossible.
And did you notice anything about the taste of the chicken there?
No, not at all.
Of course, it was spicy food anyway, or different food? Or,
well, just the stew, you know, would have been just the stew, very basic, really.
And do you think you know who actually made the chicken dish that?
Oh, yeah, she admitted it to my ex-partner what she did afterwards.
What
so
did she say?
We do know for sure.
What did she say?
She said she has no doubts in her mind that that's what happened from feeding us whatever she put into the meal. And she said she would have got my other daughter, only she wasn't with us that evening.
And did she get your husband?
No.
And who? No. I don't want her name, but what age group is this woman? Is she young?
Oh, she's in her 90s now.
What is she?
She's in her late 90s.
Is she in I don't know, it was a city or a village you were in, or is she the head of the village or the...
No, she's just a woman there, but they would have a very strong culture and they wouldn't have tourism or anything of the like where I was. And they were just very jealous, and that's the way she took it out on us.
But that's evil.
Yeah, I know. We have to live with it now.
That's evil to do that on a young woman like yourself, and to do that on a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Are you absolutely 100% sure, Christine?
I'm 100%.
This sounds like
I had to call a doctor for my baby. She was running a really high temperature.
Okay.
She was very, very sick the next day. But I had no idea what happened at that stage.
But Christine, this sounds like something out of Grimm's fairy tales.
Oh, I could write a book at this stage, what I've been through.
In what way?
Yeah, it's one thing after another. Let's just say I'm one of those people that doesn't have it easy.
Can you remember this woman's face? Can you remember anything about her?
Oh, I remember she was elderly and old and just watching us all the time.
Could you see her cooking the chicken stew?
No, I didn't go into the kitchen. It was a small building and a different culture. So, obviously
and did they have how did they cook? Did they cook on electricity, gas, open fire?
Yeah, it would have been gas.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how did she pinpoint just you and your daughter? And you said she confided to your husband, your ex-husband, subsequently that she would have got the other daughter as well.
Yeah.
But why didn't you get him? I'm not advocating it, but...
Yeah. I just out of pure jealousy. I don't know. I really don't know.
Have the dermatology people ever come across a mother and a daughter, both or any other relation?
I went up to Crumlin Children's Hospital with all the dermatologists from right across Ireland. They were having a meeting and they just looked at my daughter. Gave me no feedback. Gave me no advice. And I just had to get on with it. I was told there's nothing I can do. I've tried all the lotions and potions. You know, I've done everything that I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just no cure for this condition.
And who took up the child's bottle to heat it up? Did the evil grand...
Oh, they took it into the kitchen. Yeah, there was two people. It was herself and her daughter.
And you think they were in cahoots?
I don't know.
But you're adamant. Is the only food your daughter consumed was through her bottle?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it happened.
And I remember giving it to them to heat up.
And you reckon that's how they...
And they volunteered to do that. They just knew that's what they were going to do.
Well, come back to me
on
that.
I'm so innocent. I had no idea.
Yeah, of course. Who would have an idea, Christine?
No,
you're not innocent.
No, you would never be thinking.
But come back to me on them saying they weren't tug-of-warring the bottle off you.
Not at all. No, they just said you were just to heat up. Yeah. I thought they were being nice.
Yeah, as anyone would.
Yeah.
Now, are there any other effects of this mysterious potion that they put in your food?
Not that I know of. No. Now I do suffer myself with anxiety, and I suffer with a loss of my body can't absorb vitamins or minerals properly. So I do get very, very tired at times. My B12 went down so low I had to get injections three times a week.
But is one of the side effects of that alopecia?
No, it's not a side effect. It's just one of those things as well.
And Would you, if you've been poisoned?
Yeah.
Your daughter has been poisoned.
Yeah.
That's a crime.
Yeah, but you've no way of proving it.
Have, of course, it's a long time ago now. I'm just saying, have you still got the bottle?
Yeah, a long
send
time
it to
ago.
Forensics, or?
I just have to be grateful that they didn't kill us. That's the way I have to look at it.
And by the way, was this older woman in her 90s, I have this thing in my head of this woman dressed in black at a cauldron and...
Well, she would be a bit like that, yeah. The description would be...
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Yeah, make a little bit like that. But they would have herbs, they would know what to
make. Yeah, but was she... what do I mean, Christy? Was she friendly to you?
Yes.
And did she smooch, or, you know, people love babies. Did she say, oh, what a gorgeous baby and what a gorgeous child?
Well, you see, they didn't speak English. So I had to kind of, you know, sit there and, you know, kind of go on vibes and seeing, you know, the way their movements are and so forth.
And what were your vibes?
Well, they were talking to my ex-partner, so I presumed... Mm-hmm. You know, it was a friendly chat.
And when you say you were the victim of a long-standing feud between this family with the 90-year-old...
Yeah. Now, the feud was very, very long time ago.
Well,
it was with the father of my ex-partner, and he left the country when he was 17, so he only kind of has a bare recollection of the feud.
And has any recollection of what it's about?
Not really, no.
Is it about money or a promise of marriage in a different culture? Is it?
It could be all of those things.
Yeah. And what do you have any contact with your ex-husband?
Minimal.
Is he back in that country?
Not yet, no.
Okay, I won't go there, but...
Yeah.
Oh, Christine.
Yeah, but now the stress of funding this is just incredible. And the HSC won't raise the grant amount. You know, I've been through Stephen Donnelly's office just trying to even see could he shed some light on it and help out in any way.
Okay, Christine, stay with us. Has anyone ever heard of this? We live in a multicultural society and it's a wonderful, rich tapestry. We're learning, and I say we, I mean the inclusive we, all our different backgrounds. We're learning from each other and falling in love with each other and going to school with each other and learning and culture and education and sports. It's wonderful. But has anyone ever heard of this, that a long-standing feud? Now, we know there's long-standing feuds in this country, Christine, as you know. Which
now, I did hear it happened to a German woman, but her hair grew back.
Okay.
It happened in the same country. I think even the same woman did it.
You see, why do you? How do you hang on? You're onto something now. How did you?
Yeah, but you
did you do
know.
That?
You're only told snippets of information.
And were you angry with your ex?
Of course, you'd always kind of. You would always have it there in the back of your mind that he knew something more, or, you know, we shouldn't have been there in the first place. You know, you would always.
How long were you out in that country for?
It was only a holiday. It was only literally to see his family.
And were his family at this meal?
No. And I'd left my eldest daughter with the family members, his family members. So
this is interesting. Your eldest, in terms of, again, this discovering what happened. Your eldest daughter was in that country, in that place, but she did not eat that food.
No, she wasn't in the house at the time.
And she,
her hair was perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine. Okay. Yeah. Stay with us, Christine. Joe at rt.ie and 1850 715 815.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Christine has contacted us and it's about herself and her 13-year-old daughter now. They use hair pieces because they've lost their hair. It's called alopecia, but there are many causes of alopecia. But Christine believes herself and her daughter lost their hair on the same month in the same year. The daughter was just a baby. It was in 2009. And they lost it after a trip to a country. Can you, do you want to even give me the continent, Christine?
I'd rather not now, because I don't want to brand anybody.
Okay. And Christine firmly believes that herself and her daughter, her baby, were poisoned at a meal given by so-called, stop me if I'm wrong, Christine, so-called friends of the family. But Christine was unaware of, there had been a long-standing feud between this family that they visited and the family of the man she married into. And she believes that at a meal where she had chicken stew and the daughter's bottle was reheated and taken out of her sight, isn't that right, Christine?
Yes, that's correct.
Taken out of her sight by this very elderly woman, that they put something in the food and in the bottle, which led to the loss of the hair a few months afterwards, and hasn't returned. And also, another daughter who was on the trip but did not make that visit to that other home and did not consume any of the food in any shape or form, she was not affected at all. Isn't that correct,
No,
Christine?
Not at all.
Okay. Now, the reason, Christine, I didn't know Rapunzel. I knew Rapunzel, they're a great organisation, and they're based in New Ross. They not only collect hair, but they actually try and collect money to help people who need hair pieces, because these hair pieces are expensive, aren't they?
They're very, very expensive, but they're very different to an actual wig.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're more like suction. So say if you lose an arm or a leg, that's kind of sucked on. So there's no movement. You can run in them, you can swim in them.
Yeah.
So that's what my daughter is used to. She's had one since she was 4.
And now she's 13. And she needs, I understand that.
It's a very bad age to kind of try and change.
Liz Murphy has contacted us. Liz, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good. You've heard of Rapunzel and I know you support them.
Now my heart goes out to Christine there, because I had a temporary alopecia when I was very young, when I was 18, when I was doing my leave insert. And I had it again a few years later, but thankfully my hair grew back. And now, since the lockdown, my hair has grown so long. Well, I'd kind of made a plan anyway. I was going to get a cut in a couple of weeks and donate it to Rapunzel for a week.
Well done.
But I've been speaking to some friends. Obviously, a lot of us ladies, our hair grew a lot in lockdown.
That's a good point.
And a friend of mine, only last week, she did a fundraiser for Laura Lynn, which I'm delighted that you've done so well this week too.
Yeah.
And she donated her hair.
Okay.
So
it's rapunzel.ie, isn't it? I think it's in New Ross anyway. Based in New Ross, and it was started. It's all voluntary, and it provides a great service. Now, Liz, do you mind me asking you how quickly did you lose your hair, and have you any idea why?
Well, at the time, I was doing the leave insert, and my mother took me to the doctor, and because there was a big patch on the top of my head missing, and he just said it was stress from to the exams. And then a few years later, I was going to Germany, and it happened again. But again, it was put down to stress. It was on the side of my head. So, but eventually, probably over a 6 month period, it grew back.
And the shock of discovering that you had alopecia.
That was horrible. And the thing was, the doctors then said, "Please don't worry about it, because it'll make it worse." Now, I have a work colleague at the moment. She's completely lost all her hair and her eyelashes and her eyebrows and everything. And again, she's just wears a wig.
Yeah.
Like a bit like what Christina's saying there.
But that's the worst thing to say to somebody. Don't worry about the worry. Don't do it.
Yeah, you don't get much advice from the doctors, to be quite honest with you.
No.
And Christine,
not a support network at all.
Have you lost your eyebrows, Christine?
Oh, yeah, I lost eyebrows, eyelashes. Now, they have come back now.
Okay.
But they'll go again. They'll go again for sure. It's coming and going. But my daughter has nothing back.
Oh, Christina, that's cruel. So cruel what's happened to you.
Yeah.
And
but hopefully, by me donating my hair and my friends donating their hair, maybe
and
we
reminding
can
people.
It does. It makes a massive difference, and it's great to hear.
And I'll keep telling people, because like a friend of mine that got hers cut a few weeks ago, she was just going to get a cut, and I said, why not donate it?
And how do you donate it, Liz?
Well, the hairdresser organises it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so my hairdresser.
Down to Rapunzel.
Yeah, my hairdresser is Lush Hair Therapy in Castlebar. She's cutting it all, and then she sends it off to Rapunzel.
Well, brilliant. Well, I hope many hairdressers, even those who haven't heard of it, might go onto the website and do that. It's the most bizarre story ever, Christine.
Well, it's what I'm living through, and it's 10 years on now, and there's no change, and just the cost of it is, like, I'm a single parent now with two girls. It's just horrendous.
But how could some foreign body that gets in through your food into your tummy, How can it just be targeted at your hair?
That's why I've come to the conclusion it's something in your gut, in your gut health, that they can trigger. But they know what it is, but we have don't
you
know.
Have you had any other issues with your tummy, Christine?
Since through then. Stress.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I am suffering with stress, very much so at the moment, and anxiety.
But that's natural because of what you're going through, isn't it?
Yeah,
what your daughter's going
expected.
Through. You can't not be stressed
it's
by
constant.
It.
It's constant.
Yeah. But Liz, how soon after the first bout did your hair return?
I think it was about 6 months. Well, the first time I had injections into my head, they injected Depomedrone, which is, I think, is a steroid. Now, they were very unpleasant, but it worked. Well, I think it worked, or maybe the hair just gradually grew back anyway, because once I finished my exams and that, and I was off work, and I was okay.
Yeah, steroids do work now, to be quite honest with you, but it's not a long-term solution. Once you stop getting them, the hair falls out.
And you can't
I got steroid injections, and I got the strongest ones I possibly could, and I did it to myself twice in the 1 year. I got a nurse to inject me.
No.
And the hair came back, and I was sure, this is it now, I found the answer. But as soon as I stopped the injections, the hair fell out again.
And you mean it fell out in one go, or gradually over a week? Or
no, it was literally a few showers and it was gone. Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, I don't really worry or focus on myself. It's
okay,
my daughter
you're right, your
I'm really
you're
worried
brilliant.
About.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I just wonder, is there any herbalist in Ireland that has ever heard of a herb? Or is there any student of, I don't mean of a young age, any student of...
No, I've even gone to scientists in America trying to find answers.
But when you described the scene that you were brought to a hospital
like a guinea pig. They looked at us and wrote down information. And
so what were you asked at that session? Many medics were there.
Yeah.
Look
they
around.
Were all having a meeting in Crumlin Hospital.
Well,
how
many? 10, 20, 100?
Oh, there could have been 25.
Okay. Yeah. And they're all there. They're all medics.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, this is a good few years ago. It was when my child was about 4.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. But so what do they want? What do they ask you, Christine?
They just said, play with your child here and let her colour in and we'll just come in and have a look at your heads and, you know, we'll have a discussion and get back to you. But there was no information got from that meeting.
But did you put forward your theory that you believe you'd been poisoned by this evil woman in some home in a far-off land, as they say?
I did, but generally I'd be quite careful who I tell the story to because, you know, it's hard to believe.
But did you tell those medics?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did any of them...
Nothing ever came of it.
But would any of them say, I've never heard of that before in all my living medical...
I didn't get much feedback. I think they were just having their general meeting, to be honest with you.
And did you say they looked at your head?
They did. They just looked at us and looked at my daughter's head as she was playing.
But what do you mean? Did they come over and...
No, they just stood back with their clipboards and they were just writing notes.
God, it sounds like it. Talent competition or something.
Well, it wasn't very good because we were left waiting after and they never came back to us until I went to, you know, I went up and asked, do we still have to wait here for much longer? And they were like, no, you can go now.
How long were you in front of them?
I'd say approximately half an hour.
Well, half an hour is a long time. And you see, you then sat outside not knowing what to do.
Well, I presume they were having a meeting and they were going to come back to me with an answer or advice on what I can do to move forward. But nothing happened. They never came back to me.
Okay. Michael Mylan is a teacher who knows a lot about chemistry, or a bit about chemistry. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
I'm speechless.
Well, I know this for two. I know this for the main reason I know this is my brother in Belfast. I'm living in England. I'm a teacher here.
Okay.
I used to teach in Dublin. Actually, I taught in Ballymun, comprehensive many
great
years
school,
ago.
Great school,
My wife's from Ballyfermot, Gertrude Avenue.
Yeah, I know it well. Yeah.
Anyway, the drug itself is colchamine. I forget how to spell it. But the drug's been around for nearly 3,500 years. It comes from herbs.
Okay.
And the drug, one of the primary side effects is alopecia.
Wow.
Now, the drug is widely available throughout the world. At one point in America, it was the most widely prescribed drug in the whole of the United States. So it's very, very well known, and the side effects are very well known. What your caller, I'm very, very sorry to hear about the trouble her and her daughter, I'm very sympathetic, are describing to a T what the side effects are. It can cause nausea. It can cause intestinal problems. And, of course, it can cause total hair loss all over the body. So she's not far off the mark, exactly what she's saying. Now, I don't know the sort of incubation periods for the drug to take effect and to have those effects, but she's absolutely correct that it is possible, and that the drug itself, given that it was available for 3,500 years, you would imagine this would be in countries that would have great histories of using herbal remedies and stuff like that. So I imagine her partner's family are from a country like that.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's very plausible what she's saying that this could have happened.
I don't doubt it, but I'm just trying to get to the. And is colchicine? Is it a naturally occurring substance?
It is a naturally occurring substance. It's not as, obviously it's a manufactured, it's a prescription drug,
yeah, of
but
course,
it's naturally occurring in the sense that it comes from plant herbs. There's a couple of other drugs that cause it as well. One called thallium. But thallium's a metal that takes a great deal of engineering and technology to produce that. But the colchicine is relatively, especially if you're into herbs and stuff like that, it would be relatively easy to create that. The pharmacology of it can't be that great. It was 3,500 years old. The first known use of it was 3,500 years ago. But again, if it was just a prescription drug and you were getting it for your own use, it'd be very easy to grind it up and put it into someone's food or milk. Again, I don't know the incubation period for that.
But then, 6 months.
Okay.
Six months. Well, yeah. Again, so what she's saying again, speaking to the lady, I think I'm appalled by what's happened to you. It's a terrible, terrible thing to happen.
But you're saying, from what your knowledge is, that it's from what you've read.
Yeah.
Now I'm.
Well, not only what I've read, my brother is a solicitor in Belfast, and he suffered from gout for a very long time. That's one of the drugs that he tried, but he was noticing himself that he was suffering hair loss, and we researched into the whole thing because I was a teacher. He said, "Have you heard of this?"
Mm-hmm.
So I looked it up, and essentially they said, "Yeah, well, if you want to keep your hair, stop taking it." Unfortunately, that's one of the main side effects of it, as well as other things.
One of the things I'm told in my ear here is that this substance, colchicine, can be found in recipes in Mediterranean countries.
Yes.
I know Christine is very wary, but would that ring a bell, Christine?
Yeah, they would be a poverty-stricken country, so,
And would they be near the Mediterranean?
If readily available, they would have it.
Yeah.
When you think of the Mediterranean, Joe, I mean that the diaspora from the Mediterranean expands all over Eastern and the whole of Europe.
Colchicine, I'm told, is also used. This is from one of the reputable, the Mayo Clinic website. Colchicine is also used to treat a rare condition called familial Mediterranean fever.
Yes.
Wow.
I take your word for it. I've never heard of
it.
No,
I'm just
going
on the
No, I'm actually ringing in sort of in support of the lady because I would imagine people listening to that and she would say, "There's more to this than meets the eye." You know what I mean? And it'd be very, very unfair of people to think that of her.
What
she's saying is not only possible, from what she's saying, it's highly probable, but it is indeed extremely possible that someone has given her that drug to cause that. Particularly if you think about the timeline of both her and her daughter getting it. And the efficacy of the drug when it's given to a child could have turned out to be fatal.
It can be fatal in certain doses. Yeah, she was very sick the next day and we didn't know why.
Oh, you were sick immediately. Okay.
When you look up the contraindications and the side effects of the drug, one of them is intestinal and diarrhea, vomiting, sickness. All of those things that your caller mentioned there are
I'm not well myself at the moment. And I have to keep trying to work as well to, afford the hair pieces.
Well, again, my thoughts and prayers. I'm just so sorry it's happened to you. But
and now I've been, Michael. You could be doing this from. Somebody has now sent me in from the International Journal of Trichology, which is hair research, and they say that we present a case of a 17-year-old girl admitted to a psychiatric department recovering from an overdose of colchicine. I won't say why she took it. 1 week after poisoning, a sudden onset of hair loss was observed. And what they say, I'm trying to read down through the presse of it. They say the follicle resumes its normal activity after the withdrawal of the anti-mitotic factors. So how is the colchicine still working in your system?
I don't know, Joe. Again, there's an element of all pharmacology called contraindications.
I know.
You don't know how drugs are going to react to certain people because you don't know what they've taken previously, and then how it reacts with those other drugs. So there is a whole list of contraindications within the list when you get a drug.
Yeah.
So there could be any number of factors, but the underlying factor is that she had the sudden loss of hair,
She became unwell, which you've discovered there, Michael. She became unwell, and did your daughter become unwell the next day, Christine?
Yeah, she was very sick because obviously the dosage was very strong on her system, more so than mine.
And most all diagnoses, Joe, as you know, are evidentiary, and when they eliminate all the possible scenarios,
science,
and when you eliminate all of those, what's happening to her seems highly, highly probable to be what she thinks, and what I would think, given the same level of evidence as what's happened. Someone has given her something unbeknownst to her, and it's caused this. Now, whether they did it deliberately with malice, and that's borne out by the fact that she says the person confessed later on, or whether it was given accidentally. So, if it was in this country, I'd be going to the police about it, but obviously in another country, she has to do whatever she can, but I'd imagine the jurisprudence system there wouldn't allow her to take it any further. But
yeah,
absolutely. I just can't do anything about it. It's 10 years ago anyway, so I can't look back. But I do have to look forward and try and cope.
Yeah, and then to remind people, like if you have, it is a recognised prescription drug for gout, for sudden onset of gout, which is a horrific pain. From what you hear, so
it's
you know, you
drug, Joe.
Yeah, you stick with
remember,
your
the biggest selling drug at one time in all of America, that outselling painkillers and everything else.
Okay, well, I presume people are intelligent enough to know, but I'll repeat it, I'd say it. Anyone who's prescribed colchicine at the minute, don't under any circumstances stop taking it. Without consulting your doctor under any circumstances.
Of course, yes.
Because it, especially, by the way, given what people take it for and the pain that it tries to address, I hope nobody is scared today. But Christine is telling her story, Michael is putting forward a thesis, and then if you look up, I'm told, all the writing on colchicine does say acute hair loss, but it also says, Christine, that overusage of colchicine might result in other side effects like anemia or...
I've been very sick over the years now.
Okay.
I can recall 7 years ago losing the use of my legs, and that was put down, the doctor said it was really low B12 I had, and that's why I had to be pumped with B12 injections. But like, it was horrendous. I couldn't even walk up or down the stairs.
Yeah.
And I'm not that old.
Okay, I know you're not.
What's very surprising, Joe, is none of the doctors ever thought about some pharmacological reason for this happening.
Yeah.
No, they just don't add things together. Like, my doctor changes.
But you see, maybe, is there a thesis that if you got such a dosage of colchicine, maliciously given, by the way, not by a medic, maliciously given, that as well as losing your hair, you would have suffered grievous. Now, I know you said you were ill the following day, or violently ill, or...
I wasn't too bad, but my baby was very, very sick.
Okay.
Really high temperature, and she just wasn't drinking her bottles.
Okay.
Or not well.
Okay.
Well, the other thing, if she was given this drug, for want of a better word, if she was given this drug in a raw state from herbs,
yeah, without,
it probably wouldn't have been as refined as the drug that they would give to.
And it does
come. It wouldn't have been as
Yeah, no, it would have been in its raw state because it's very basic what they have there.
You can imagine it wouldn't have been as potent, so therefore the effects would have been pretty bad.
Okay, Christine, we're going to leave it there at the moment, but I'm sure we're going to be coming back to this on Monday. As the issue you've raised, one we didn't know about Rapunzel's difficulties, we'll try and help them and through them help you, and also this incredible thesis and belief you have that you were poisoned when you were with your ex-husband's friends, so-called friends of their family, when you were visiting his family in somewhere around the Mediterranean. That's all I can find out at this stage, but I don't want to find out.
A little bit further, maybe.
Okay. Christine, kind regards to you and your daughter. Michael Mylan, thanks indeed, and Liz Murphy. 51551, mask can't stand.